What's the political cost of adding $100 million to Philadelphia's public schools? As WHYY's Kevin McCrory reports, the payment may be turning over some additional city schools to state control.
The state Senate approved a bill calling for state takeover of five persistently low-achieving Philadelphia schools per year. Dramatic interventions would take place at each, including closing the school, converting it to a charter, bringing in outside management, or replacing the principal and half of the school staff.
I'm not sure what the rationale is.
Superintendent William Height says the legislation does nothing that the School Reform Commission doesn't already have the power to do. It merely gives further decision-making power to Harrisburg.
We've never lacked the will to do this. What we lacked was the resources.
Height also questioned the effectiveness of state-directed school turnaround efforts.
This work has to be focused, intentional, specific, and it has to be targeted to the specific needs of students. So you cannot willy-nilly just designate large numbers of schools for turnaround and think that, you know, providers are just going to drop out of the sky to take those on.
The bill does not mandate additional resources to support the interventions or the systemic effects of charter expansion. The provision passed the Senate with the support of the seven Democratic lawmakers who represent Philadelphia. Sources say the votes were a necessary trade-off in order to secure the more than $100 million funding boost that would come to the city as part of the budget framework deal agreed to by Governor Tom Wolf and Republican legislative leaders. Jeffrey Sheridan, a Wolf spokesman, says the governor doesn't really support the state takeover, but
right now what the governor wants is a budget, and he wants the budget that was agreed to with House and Senate Republicans to pass soon.
The bill will next head to the Pennsylvania House of Representatives, where members have pushed back against the tax increases implicit in the larger budget framework agreement and have questioned why Philadelphia should receive the largest education funding boost. For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCrory.